Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So today we're going to talk about the most common nutrient deficiency in irritable bowel disease. Now, this would include Crohn's and ulcerative colitis. Now, in both of these conditions, you have a massive amount of inflammation going on in your gut, and you're also getting an overreaction of the immune system. And the more inflammation that occurs in your gut, the less you're going to absorb nutrients. So if we take a look at all of the nutrients and identify the ones that are the most deficient, at the top of the list, we have iron, an iron deficiency, which is going to create anemia. And that occurs because there's usually bleeding and your loss of blood, as well as the inflammation that prevents the absorption of iron. One of the best sources of iron is not the inorganic minerals that you get from the one-a-day vitamins that you're going to get at the CVS drugstore, but from animal products like organ meats. Beef has a lot of iron, and it's a type of iron that's easily absorbed. But also spirulina is another good source of iron. So I always recommend getting your iron from actual food. And you got to be careful because you can actually overdo it with iron. Iron is one of those minerals that is very difficult to get rid of. So it's very easy to develop an excess, especially in men, because with women, they menstruate, but men, they don't. So men can actually build up a toxic accumulation of iron, and that can create cirrhosis of the liver. So 80% of everyone with IBD, irritable bowel disease, has an iron deficiency. So that is the most common deficiency. The second most common deficiency is vitamin D. 70% of everyone with IBD has a vitamin D deficiency. That's not surprising because the vast population has a major deficiency of vitamin D. Now, compounded by the fact that people don't go outside very much, they're overweight, so they can't absorb as much. And as they age, it's more difficult to absorb vitamin D. But not to mention, all that inflammation in your gut is preventing the absorption of vitamin D. Vitamin D helps you absorb about 20 times more calcium than you would if you didn't have vitamin D. So you desperately need vitamin D for calcium. Also, vitamin D is needed to regenerate and repair the lining of your small intestine. So without vitamin D, you have this situation where you have all this inflammation, but you can't heal. So it's a catch-22. The inflammation blocks vitamin D, and the lack of vitamin D blocks inflammation and the repair of the colon. One of the most powerful effects of vitamin D is in its anti-inflammatory function. So without vitamin D, you just stay inflamed. So if you have IBD, I would start taking at least, as a minimum, 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3. And I would also recommend getting out in the sun. Let the sun also give you a good amount of vitamin D. All right, the third category of deficiency would be B12 and folate. Now, both B12 and folate are made by microbes, and they also come from food. But when you have inflammation in your gut, you have an altered microbiome, which is going to limit your ability to produce and absorb B12 as well as folate. So with those two conditions, you can have fatigue, a certain type of anemia, and many other issues. And the last category of deficiencies would be a deficiency of vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. Vitamin K1 has everything to do with clotting, preventing bleeding, and K2 has everything to do with making your bones really strong and keeping the calcium out of the arteries and out of the joints and where it should belong in the bones. So if you have IBD, make sure that you're getting these supplements. So if you're enjoying my content, which I hope you are, and you're applying this knowledge to your health, and you have a success, I'd really appreciate you sharing your success story. So click the link down below to my website where you can upload your success story so you can help inspire others. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.